You're listening to SBS News.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's first budget in the job, the first to deliver a surplus since 2007, has received a mixed reaction. Mr. Frydenberg says with the expansion of the instant asset write-off scheme, additional support to financial regulators, and 80,000 new apprenticeships, it's a budget that's good for business. The Australian Industry Group's Chief Executive, Innes Willicks, agrees.
The tax measures that have been announced in the budget are positive for the economy. They're particularly positive for business. Decisions around the instant asset write-off are also very positive for business. They will encourage business to invest more and to spend more. Both of those measures, when put together, are very important for an economy which is quite clearly slowing.
The budget also contains additional tax relief for small and medium-sized businesses. Council of Small Businesses of Australia Chief Executive Peter Strong says the budget is an unmitigated success.
It will give confidence to the Australian community, and for small business, confidence is so important. If the consumer is not confident, then we know we're not going to be selling as many things as we should. We grade this budget 8.5 out of 10.
More tax cuts are also on the way. Millions of Australians could stand to benefit in just 13 weeks, when tax returns for the 2018-19 year are submitted. But Michelle O'Neill, the president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, says lifting wages would have been a better move.
This government fails on fairness and it fails on wage increases. What it does is not deliver anything about the fact that working people in Australia need fair wage increases. What we see with the budget is tax cuts, and tax cuts are not the same in terms of improving living standards as increases in wages are.
The budget also detailed the federal government's so-called congestion-busting infrastructure spending, which is projected to reach $100 billion over the next decade. However, not everyone is happy. Adrian Pisarski is the executive officer of National Shelter, an organisation aiming to improve housing access and security for people on low incomes. He says the infrastructure announcements, as well as the new tax cuts, will only benefit people in a strong financial position.
Tax cuts really do nothing for the people that we represent. For low-income Australians earning up to $37,000 a week, $5 ain't going to make a dent in the rent. For low-income renters, this budget does nothing. And you would have expected, out of $100 billion worth of spending on infrastructure in Australia, there could have been something there for affordable housing.
The CEO of the Australian Institute of Superannuation Trustees, Eva Schielink, agrees.
Tonight's budget is yet another disappointing and lost opportunity, I guess, to improve the retirement outcomes of low-income earners and particularly women in Australia. The budget measures tonight are targeted at the haves rather than the have-nots.
Safeguards to the agriculture sector have been praised by farmers. The president of the National Farmers Federation, Fiona Simpson, says it's a welcome move, considering the floods and droughts many have faced over the past 12 months.
Farmers are often at the front line, and rural and regional communities have borne the brunt of some of these extreme conditions. Despite this, we have strong people and a strong vision. Tonight we are really pleased that government shares that vision.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.